All right, we're back in session. We're going to take up parcel number 2016-43, 258 Breckenridge Road. I've got in person. We're a little, I guess we're on time.
Go ahead and look at it.
This one was appealed in 2015, if I read your note right.
Correct, Weston.
No. 215-130.
Are y'all right?
Yeah.
Forsyth, John Paul.
Do you have the pictures, Wes, available? I've visited with this gentleman, and I'm believing this is the one, what we're looking at there is what he lives in. And the other picture is what he's wanting reduced in case he doesn't show up. And he's just using it for a storage building.
That one?
That one, yes, sir.
So is the whole property 41776, or is it
yes.
just that that's 41776?
Yeah. No, the whole property is 41,000.
But both are on the same property?
Both mobile homes are on the same property, yes, sir.
Can you go to the report page so we can see what they have that valued at?
You got one.
No,
the,
not that. The Beacon.
Are those trailer houses set as personal property?
No, real estate. Because he owns the property.
So which one is the 1980? The 924 one? Base area or the 926 base area?
The 924 is the older one that he's using for storage, if I've got it right.
What value do you have set on the...
We've got... The poorer one is at 4,400. The one he's living in, 7,700.
And he's wanting to either take that off, or he's wanting what on the used, the poorer one?
Don't remember the conversation, but he's either wanting it lowered.
Is that 4 acres? I can't.
I've got 4.9 acres. 4.9.
Why don't we just take that other mobile off of the 4,400? Makes it 37,376.
Won't you take it to the minimum? You don't just can't just take it off because he's using it for storage. It's of some use, but just take it to the minimum.
Which was 500?
530.
530 is the minimum.
That would make sense to me.
37,906.
And just reduce that off there. And
so move to set the value of 216-43 at 37,906.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Call that number, or
it says in person.
If I'm going to ask a question on that, because we're talking about two mobile homes here. When they remove the axles off of those, are they real estate then? If they leave the axles under them, are they personal property?
The personal property is a general rule only if they're on somebody else's property,
rented lot or something.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, the rules have changed, you know, for years. I know that one time, if you left the axles under it, then it was designated as something totally different than what it was if you took the axles off and underpinned it and all that. If it became underpinned and the axles off of it, it was attached to the property and it became real property at that point. And if you left the axles on there, it was, and you could underpin it with the axles on there, but this, there was totally two different classifications. And I, you know, the state may have changed it.
The way, I think it's been for quite a number of years, from my understanding, if it's on your property, axles or no axles, it's real estate. If it's on somebody else's property, it's personal property. Now, if you say you own the real estate and you've got somebody's put a mobile home on your real estate, if you want us to tax it with your real estate, we'll do it. We'll take it off personal property and we'll put it on real estate. It's the same amount. It's 19% on personal property or real estate. So the amount of it is either way.
There's a engineer report you can get. It's a certification of fixation.
Right.
And so I'm doing one right now. I mean, I'm not doing it, but having it done.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know for the future. I mean, I thought it was silly that if you just put them in there and you decide to take the axles off of it, it made a difference.
Yeah, I don't think that applies anymore.
Yeah, that's years ago. So, well, so that they didn't show up in person. Is the next one in person?
It's teleconference. The next in person is one from 1930.
So we're taking up
another appraisal done by Jerry Jeske that looks like it's a $64,000. And it's got partnership income approach.
Oh, so it's got income approach. All right. Brandon?
So we're on parcel number 2016-44?
Yeah.
Okay.
When did it...
What was the purchase price?
When did you show the history on that up there?
We
voted on this one twice. It's one of those that comes up every... What years were those?
Yeah, I was just looking. We had a couple.
2009 and 2011.
Is this number 44?
2016-44.
Now that's totally changed on the income approach, because now it's the day's rented, right, Chuck? Did he send in a letter?
Let me get it pulled up here.
Used to be 70-30. James had that figured out in a different...
I would say that he has, because your commercial, you see, is about two-thirds of the value and residential is one-third. So, but I'll get it pulled up here and tell you for sure. He's on it. Send a condo letter. He's on it. 42% commercial. 58% res.
So he's come down from the two thirds to 48%. He sent in condo letter.
42% commercial is what he's paying. 58% residential.
That's the one we got 90 and 10 on. We've had two of these. One of them we denied, and the other one was a 90-10. It was a discussion that we had, and we called the lady, and she said it was being used 1 month on this. But he sent
it. They could only use it so much.
This one's a little different because it was back when that evidence was presented, and we were doing the 70-30 and all that. But now it's down to 48 or 42 58 and so, and he's wanting it changed to what? Does he have a letter that says what he wants?
54,000.
He's got comps in here. And this is a smaller unit than what we did, just FYI. Like half the size.
What is a square footage on it? Can you
350 square feet.
350?